Well, that's when I went to Smith Dine, yes. And I was at Smith Dine for 30 odd years.
What were you doing there?
I worked in the industrial engineering department. Initially, I went as a draftsman, just designing whatever we needed to do the production with. You know, lots of big kit you could buy, but there were always things that you know, you had with new products, you had to think through. I mean. One of the earliest jobs was the building of a sterile unit for a fowl vaccine for chickens. I can always remember, I mean, a sterile unit, in the middle you have the clean room,
nice.
Which is 100% clean. It has air fed into it through HEPA filters, down to, I don't know, half a micron or something silly. And you have to enter the room through changing rooms where you wash, shower, don sterile clothes, and you work in the sterile area doing whatever it is you're doing. And anything that leaves the sterile area, it goes out through an autoclave. Do you know what an autoclave is? Right, well, an autoclave is a sterilising device, really.
Okay.
And so then surrounding the white room, the clean room, there's the grey room, where the conditions are less strict. You still have everything clean, and you when you pass stuff into the clean area, it is sterilised as it goes in.
Yeah.
And of course the thing then is, this is difficult because you can't. Oh, and then the third area is the back area, where it's just like an ordinary factory, except it isn't. It's kept, you know,
pretty clean.
Yeah. But I can remember sitting in on a meeting that was convened to lay out the terms for the design, and everybody was there as factory manager, the personnel people, the health and safety. All of those sorts of things. and the sort of discussion that went on just made my mind boggle. And I thought, at least these buggers are mad. If you dressed up and went in at, say, 11 o'clock, go for a cup of tea, you see. But what that means is you've got to go out of the sterile area again, right? And so the discussion started, oh, well, we can't have people running in and out changing. We'll never, you know, get nothing done. And the personnel have one view. Girls have a view too, of course. They don't want to sit there forever. And of course, there's what happens if you have a fire. What do you mean? What happens? Well, they've got to. I think I'd get if we evacuate the building, as we've only ever did about twice. They've got to go there quickly, but that ruins everything that we've been doing. And because once the sterility has been
compromised,
then you've got to go through a whole procedure to re-sterilise the area and things like that. And of course, the fire guy who was there said, "Well, we can't have people changing when they've got to go out. They've just got to go out. So we've got to have a fire door. And we can't have a fire door in the sterile area. You can't have a door that can be opened." And I sat there. I was about 27, thinking, "These bugs are mad."